No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th in Pioneers. Is it Steve Sterling again today, Bill?
Well, I'm just going to... Steve reached out to me last night. And both games, he said what he said, so he's not down.
Yep.
Akron gets beat in overtime.
They lost last night.
42-35.
They were down like 35-17, came back, tied it up, losing overtime. To Kent State, which was a huge loss for him. And then Central Michigan beat
Western Michigan
17-13 or something. That what it was.
Western Michigan 17-13 over Ohio last night.
And Shin Daddy, as viewing both games, he's not doing the games tonight. He's just... He said the buffoonery. He said, I said what I said. I made the calls. He goes, I will not do anything for the Breakers today because I don't feel like I'm in battle. Because
he doesn't the feel win, what, why?
Well, he just goes, I don't even know what happened, he said, on TV. I watched the game too. Western Michigan scored on a pass for no yards, and 4 guys ran into each other, and they all missed the guy, and then he ran for a touchdown. It was just the balls were clanking off of uprights. It was
that's Maxion, baby.
It was just Maxion. It was that
it's beautiful.
He goes, I don't even know if this is college football. He wasn't even sure what it was, what was happening out there. And so he goes, I just probably better just stay away. I apologize to the Breakers because he's been on such a heater. But he goes, I don't know what I was watching. And it was just watch the touchdown.
He's rattled.
Watch the touchdown play by Western Michigan that won the game for him. It was going to be like 3rd and 10, and all of a sudden, 4 guys just ran into each other.
From Ohio.
And then the guy ran for a touchdown. It was.
You might have stumbled upon a phrase here, Bill, for them. It's not college football. It's Maxion.
It's Maxion.
They don't want that.
They don't want that. Now, I still enjoy watching. I'm all for watching it still, but he just doesn't feel that maybe wagering should be something that should be happening on the Maxion.
So Western Michigan over Ohio.
17-13.
Yes.
And
the quarterback for Ohio threw. It was a nice night. It was fine. A little chilly, but it was a nice night. He threw for 50 yards. He threw for, and he throws it. And he's like, it's not. They're not running the wishbone. And
he
so
was 8 for 19
for 56 yards, I believe.
Yeah, but he got to 70. But
got to 70.
He got to no touchdowns and a pick for.
It was just
Parker Navarro. His name.
It's hard to explain what was going on. It's really hard to explain.
And Kent State over.
Over Akron.
Yeah, Akron.
42-35.
And Akron made it. They needed that game so bad.
Yeah,
that would have got them to 5-6. Would have got them to 5-6.
It was just 4-7.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of ratings those games draw.
I don't know. I enjoyed them. It was a lot. We had to go through. I had to go to Disney Plus to get ESPNU. So it was a lot.
Kent State, Akron.
It was for
probably hundreds of people watching. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Maybe 100. Yeah, he got there, but all right. Shin Daddy's off today for
the
picks.
No, Shindy's rattled.
Yeah, he's off today, and he's off tomorrow too. He's off today. He's off tomorrow. He'll be back Friday.
There are 3 games tonight that he's not going to pick from.
What are they?
How about this? Northern Illinois is 2-7. They're always a good team. That's
that
weird.
Game is interesting.
They play at UMass, who's 0-9.
For some reason,
that
I think...
That game is interesting. I think you're going to sell me on this
I think
now.
UMass pulls it off. UMass is the only team in Division I that has not won a game.
It's 2-7 versus 0-9.
That's correct. Yeah. You got it right.
Northern Illinois versus UMass.
Whoever beat Northern Illinois last week beat them like 41-3. Northern Illinois is just, they're horrific.
And that's not, they're always good, right?
They beat Notre Dame last year.
They did.
They beat Notre Dame last year. The team was in the national championship game. They beat them.
Yep. Toledo beat them 42-3 last week.
42-3. Yeah. Toledo beat them.
Been a rough
I don't want to spark up a fight.
But I can see Ole Miss pulling this one. I mean, not Ole Miss, UMass pulling this off.
I don't want to spark up a fight. But if I was a, if I would, had anything to do with running college football, I'd just say we're not showing these games. We're not doing this.
The people need football.
No, they don't. They don't need it that bad. You don't need Northern Illinois versus UMass. Find something else to put on.
I was watching the overtime last night. I'll tell you that.
I
was watching the overtime.
What would you tell them to put on the TV? Yeah.
I don't know how we got to this point where we're doing this in this
I'm sticking
country.
With it.
I know. I know. Everybody would say that. I'm not. What is it? What is the other game tonight?
Oh, we get a couple games.
Three games. What are they?
Three games.
Buffalo at Central Michigan. That's at 6 p.m. on the CBS Sports Network.
Buffalo's all right.
We mentioned Northern Illinois against UMass, 6 p.m. on ESPNU. And then also at 6 p.m. on ESPN2, you've got Toledo at Miami of Ohio.
That's a real one.
The quad box, if it was working, would be great tonight.
It'd be nice to have the quad box on for those
What would you have in a four screen?
What's that? Probably NBA.
Yeah,
probably,
NBA.
Would you have
college
NBA?
Basketball.
Portland against the Bucks.
Giannis. The Greek Freak in the bottom right corner.
Just have non-sports playing, man.
Could be.
Is it a sitcom.
Put Seinfeld in the bottom right.
Maybe it's a sitcom. Maybe King of Queens.
That'd be good. Anyway, thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Been a very odd couple days at LSU.
God,
now,
yes.
We recall that Brian Kelly was fired, as people reported, and he did not coach last game, so he was fired by LSU after the loss to A&M. LSU, of course, is trying to find reasons not to pay him the full buyout. He's owed $54 million still. $54 million. And yesterday there was a lot of drama in this situation that apparently in a lawsuit obtained Monday by the media, Brian Kelly claims LSU had called him earlier in the day, said he was never formally terminated. They're looking for almost for reason for cause to get the buyout numbers lower at LSU.
What could they find?
How could he not have been fired?
What could
he
they
was
find?
Fired.
How about this one? They're going to say, hey, you did something, I'm going to fire for cause. Would they be trying to fire him for cause if he was 9-0?
No.
No, there'd be no discussion.
But what
of that
do you
whatsoever.
Find? Like, what is an example?
I don't know what there would be. They'll look for something. They'll go through all of his email. They'll try to find something, which is just insane. It's like, here's the deal. LSU made a horrible contract.
Yep.
It's a 10-year deal, just like it happened at A&M. There's all these giant contracts that blow up on it. It's like, you made the contract. Pay the contract. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
End of story, right?
End of story. You made the contract. Pay the contract. Now, if Brian Kelly wants to say, listen, I'll take less because I'll take $40 million, but now I'm also free for no mitigation, means I can go coach.
Settlement, essentially.
I can settle for less or do whatever. And then they kind of said, well, you really weren't fired either. That was the other one, too. We really didn't fire you. Between that... Let's not forget that the governor came on, and then he basically publicly fired the AD. Said I'll tell you who's not picking our next coach. It'll be our AD. And then a day later, the AD was fired, for making the contract. But as you're looking at this from again the big scope, what part of it looks good?
You know, none of it.
And then and I'm always big on if you made the contract, you made the contract.
Yeah. Now you're a coach. If I'm a head coach or an assistant coach, I would be saying to Brian Kelly, don't settle.
Yeah.
Don't set a precedent for the rest of us where if we get fired, we don't get our full contract. I don't think coaches should go down that road.
Is Marty listening? I'd like to ask Marty this one. When they do this, is there also not some additional things that could come out of this where Kelly could get more? Say,
I
get my money.
I don't know.
And also, I'm going to file a charge against you for whatever – defamation, is that a correct word?
Yeah, defamation. I don't know if defamation would play into it. I don't know what would play into it. I'm just amazed that LSU would go down this road. Now, you're right, though. They're probably trying to find something that would take down the number, you know.
And just remember,
but what is it? Like, what are we talking
about? He has, right. I mean, he has the most powerful agent there is. And so do you think they don't have a law team? You don't think that they're like going, we better get a lawyer? No, I think they're very well prepared on this.
Now, I don't want to act like this has never happened. This has happened at Nebraska. I wouldn't go into it in great detail. But
give me some.
There's things that they've done with coaches that there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Trying to kind of get them,
yeah.
And they wouldn't get them. They tried various avenues. So you can, there's different things you can try. Like one area is you can, if like a coach would take a flight on a private plane, but it wasn't for recruiting, it was for family purposes. They could kind of go after stuff like that, which is.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple, 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Small, it seems small, but they're just trying to get you on something.
Here's what they want to do. They want to obviously have you just say, you know what, I'll take a lesser amount. They're just trying to get a lesser amount.
But if you're Kelly, don't you dig in your heels?
I think you do.
I would.
Because first of all, he's not going to get nothing. There's no chance. So I'm gonna dig in and say, you know what, this is an interesting story. So Dan Mullen, he didn't tell this directly to me, but it was a story from yesterday. And Dan Mullen, obviously, is a good friend of mine. But he said he made a point to his agent that he did not want a large buyout. He tried to be like, hey, I'll take as much as you can get me paid. Don't worry about the buyout. For one reason. You know why?
Why?
I don't want someone trying to ruin my life.
Oh, God.
Because that's what it is.
Really?
They try to ruin your life.
Oh, God.
That's what they're trying to do to Brian Kelly right now. They're trying to come after him with something that would make... okay, what is there? What's out there? What is the? Is there something there that could be? Hey, and so you, so Mullen was like,
you made an untoward comment to somebody,
or whatever. Like, and so Mullen's like, I would just rather try to make as much money as I can up front during the contract.
And then, that's sad.
Sad.
Then when they fire me, if they owe me $10 or $12 million, I just they're not gonna fight me for that.
Right. Somebody's gonna try to ruin my life.
They're not gonna try to ruin my life.
See, they're trying to ruin Brian Kelly's life, is my guess.
Yeah.
Now you're, what if your wife said, hey, just take the $40 million? Like, that's a lot of money, honey. I mean,
we're good for
just
life.
Take the $40 million.
We're good.
And I'd say no. No, we're not doing this. I'm principle.
Yeah.
That we signed a contract. They're going to honor the contract, and that's the end of the story. Let him try to ruin my life. I mean, I just don't know why you would do it any other way.
The contract's a contract. That's why you have this whole. And
what are we doing then?
Really doubt. Who knows what comes out of this? I really doubt they're going to come back and go, that's what you came up with. That's what we're fighting him on. We're going to fight him on that he gets no money because of this. When you know that if he was undefeated, it wasn't like, oh, you almost wanted to fire him. You know what was going on.
No, exactly.
No, that's not what was going on.
That's a great story about Mullen. I don't want a big buyout. Why? Because if they have to pay it, they'll try to ruin your life. Somebody might try to ruin your life. Great. That's wonderful.
And every time you have a deal like this, it's always like, we'll get this down some. We'll get, like,
the, don't take it down.
Now, the thing is, like, why is James Franklin in such a good spot? Why is Penn State in such a good spot? Owed him, what, $49 million or whatever?
Mm-hmm. 49.
They'll end up paying like 20-something of it because he's going to coach again.
Yeah.
He's already made a statement. I'm coaching again. Brian Kelly,
he's 64.
You don't think he'll land somewhere?
He could, but I'm saying, think about this. The only jobs that Brian Kelly would want right now would be Penn State. Mm. He would want Florida, probably Auburn.
How about Michigan State?
And no, I don't think so. I think when you've been at Notre Dame and LSU – I'm going like, do you really want to go fight that fight? Do you really want to go in there
not
and see
at 65.
If I, at 65.
No, you're right. I got you.
I'm not doing that. So he's like, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. He's not getting those other jobs. I'm sure he's fighting like crazy for the Penn State job. But then at the same time, Penn State's going probably like, holy, you're in this big lawsuit going on and all this stuff.
Sounds messy.
And this didn't go well. It didn't end well at all. And also, you know, he really was criticized hard by past players.
I know.
I'm sure there's other ones that will be just the opposite. There's always different sides of the story on this.
I'd love to know. I'd love for him to be sitting right here and ask him, do you want to keep coaching? You want to keep going? You feel like you got it in you? I wonder what he'd say.
I'm a little surprised on this one because the precedent was set with James Franklin. Why was Brian Kelly not brought on game day?
Yeah, I know you were wondering about that.
Why was Billy Napier not brought on game day? Why was Freeze not brought on game day? You know, all these big time coaches that all got let go during the season.
Now, the answer's simple to me. Because you can't do that to that show. You can't.
But having
it doesn't become the show where we interview fired coaches.
No, but
that's why.
But it was a weird that they had that it was weird that James Franklin was on.
He was the first one.
Asked them or they asked him to come on the show?
6 days later. I don't know. There was probably a casual conversation. And maybe he just dropped, I'll come on the show. And they're like, okay, why
really?
Not?
There's something to be said for having the first big one. But, yeah, I wouldn't.
And that was a surprising one. That was a.
Yeah.
And he's obviously.
Yeah.
It was.
Magnitude. Hugh Freeze wouldn't be that interesting.
No.
You know?
Brian Kelly would be.
Would be kind of interesting.
Brian Kelly would draw, because it would draw a lot of interest.
But, again, Bill, I just don't think that show.
You don't want to do
wants
that.
Wants to become the place where. Okay, so this week we have the fired X. Now next week we'll have the fired X. Yeah. I just don't think you want to set that precedent. Listen to me producing College Game Day.
I like it.
Trent Dilfer's on.
Dilfer's
UAB's fired head coach, Trent Dilfer. Yeah. Welcome, Trent.
So
welcome back to
ESPN. They essentially have a segment every week with the fired coach.
Yeah, no, you don't want. I'm with you on that. But no, it's a bizarre
story. Exit interview.
It's a bizarre story.
Oh, God, that's bizarre. I hate it.
The other contract story that's bizarre is that, you know, the Rose Bowl in Pasadena going like, UCLA, oh, no.
Right.
We have a contract through 44.
2044.
That's how long it is?
2044. Yeah.
And guess what UCLA did? They signed the contract.
Right. So now
they signed it. Now,
and they're gonna try to buy their way out of it.
Yeah, and it's just a bad deal. And then also, here's the sad part of it. If UCLA, like they said, they go, what are we going to do to the Rose Bowl? Because they don't know what to do with it because they need that UCLA money and the buyout won't be enough to handle it. And then no one plays there now. When you have an empty stadium, that no one plays in right now.
Flea markets.
Yeah, what do you do?
It's sad.
And then
iconic stadium.
I don't mean flea markets, but maybe. I mean, maybe you'd have a flea market.
But what do you do? And then imagine being like that. They're like, hey, yeah, we're going to go. Let's go to the Rose Bowl. It's an incredible venue. And what is it there? Well, it's Monster Trucks.
Yeah.
We brought in a Monster Truck show, and we're going to watch people, you know.
It'd be limited what you'd probably have in there. But what we're talking about is UCLA getting out of the contract with the Rose Bowl to play at SoFi. And that's been being talked about for months.
But they, UCLA, signed the contract.
There's a contract that they have.
Interesting. When you sign a contract, how that would be. And there was no violations, I don't believe, by there. I don't think UCLA has anything to step on. Like, going, well, they did not hold up their end of the deal.
Upkeep or something with it.
They'll have some sort of an answer like that, though.
They will, but I would think that the Rose Bowl lawyers, the representatives, well, they're on solid. I'm on their side, and they have a good case. I mean, I just don't think, like you say, you can just come in and say this contract's null and void for no reason. We're just not gonna honor the contract, and you're gonna have to deal with it. No, that's not the way this works. Right?
It'd be awesome to do that. Right. Excuse me, I'm my contract. Yeah, I'm not interested in this anymore. Right. No, that's the whole idea of the contract is to protect you for this exact reason that you can't. That UCLA couldn't just up and leave at any time,
right?
You know,
pay you a lump sum, and we're free and clear. No, now you dig in your heels. Probably even if you have it in your mind as a representative of the Rose Bowl, you dig in your heels to extract more and more money, right?
Yeah.
Even if I don't know, I'm with you though. I regarded that report on Sunday with a large amount of sadness. Like, really, they're leaving the Rose Bowl, and the Rose Bowl will have nothing. That's horrifying.
My question to you, obviously, to UCLA would be also, were you guys fully well prepared to make that statement that we're going to SoFi? Because you knew that they weren't going like, oh, those guys at the Rose Bowl, they're good guys. They'll understand.
No,
that didn't go that way at all. So you think you'd be going, let's make sure we're completely clear on this before we make a statement of where we're going to play. Because the statement was, we're going to SoFi.
Right. Now, this is where you get into these media, you know, anonymous sources. It was a media report with anonymous sources. Oh, my God. I would think Sunday when that report came from 24/7 that UCLA officials were like, oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
They had to do this. Yep. Now we got to deal with this publicly.
Because UCLA doesn't have much going on. They're trying to find a new head football coach. They're playing horrific football.
That's why I always ask you. That program doesn't seem very appealing to me.
Oh, if someone said, take your choice. Take away the weather. What, Michigan State or UCLA?
I'm going Michigan State.
I'm going 100%. To Michigan State.
Because it's not close.
There's a chance if you play decent football, they'll sell it out. They'll fill the place up. They'll have an interest in a game. But UCLA, yes, they have something that money can't buy. They have really cool weather. There's an ocean.
And they have the Rose Bowl.
But they have the Rose Bowl. But now you don't even have that.
Maybe not.
And the SoFi is like going, yeah, it's really cool. You pull up here, but no one's into this. I mean, it's a bizarre scene that UCLA is in this, but they've never tried to win, really, big time. They haven't. They had a while there where they won some games, and like I said, and Mora did it also.
Yeah, he did okay.
He did okay and like that. And they've won.
Mora was all right.
Think about this now. They've won Rose Bowls. We've watched UCLA jog out there and win Rose Bowls. They've had some, but right now, they are completely off the map.
Oh, it's sad.
They're completely off the map.
For guys like me and Bill in our 50s that saw the Terry Donahue years and UCLA was very viable and it was cool.
Their uniforms were incredible.
And they still
are. They still are good uniforms.
Yeah. But they're not.
Not backing it up.
It's a weird scene out there. Like, you go to the game and Nebraska has 25,000 people. They outnumber them. If I was Tony Petitti, I would not be overly thrilled with what I see at UCLA. I wouldn't.
Probably not.
Yeah. It'd be kind of like, hey, we're doing this new $2 billion deal. Let's try to put some of this money into football. Let's do something. Into football.
Because they want to. Please try, UCLA.
Yeah.
Show some effort here. When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.